Okay, I will, as best I can. But first, I'd like to say that Sylvia is an absolute true charmer of a play. It's laugh-out-loud funny and can prompt small smiles, too. At Second Story, director Pat Hegnauer has given it force and speed and also reach to its serious undercurrent. This is one of the very best productions of the theater season. Don't miss it. Okay, about explaining it all. Playwright A.R. Gurney, best known for Love Letters and The Dinner Party, has set it up simply. A middle-aged couple with 22 years of marriage have moved from the suburbs to the city. The kids are out of the house, and the couple loves being in Manhattan. The plays, the museums, the restaurants. One day, hubby, played with clear nuance by artistic director Ed Shea, shows up with a pooch he's picked up in the park. Sweet dog, mixed breed, maybe a lab poodle, he speculates. His wife, done spot on by Sharon Carpenter, is appalled. A dog? In our apartment? We've got dinner parties and plays and lectures to go to, and I don't want a mutt chewing on my new furniture. Forget about it, she says like a true New Yorker. But hubby just won't cut that leash. Even when a fellow canine lover warns him not to let the dog take over and make his wife feel demoted, he thinks, it won't happen to me. But that's just what takes place. The seams of the marriage are strained by the husband's love for Sylvia. After all, a relationship with a dog is much less complex than one with a spouse. But hubby misses that. Yes, they try therapy. Wife confides in and flails about with a female friend. Both, by the way, are played with glorious feminine vibrancy by Jim Sullivan, who also has played the male dog-loving friend. But things are still failing, still on the verge of a separation. So let's turn here to Sylvia herself. She's played with wonderful dog-like insistence and charm by Lara Hakim in certainly one of the finest performances of the season. She's sweet and desperate, charged with desire and need. She hands out love but can turn on a dime. Hakim as Sylvia actually reminds you of just how dogs are. Does she charm you when she tries to crawl up onto the furniture? Yes. Does she go wild with foul-mouthed invective when sighting a cat? Yes. Does she sing a touching lament about being left alone in the apartment? Yes. And when Sylvia's in heat and meets Bowser, a male dog? Well, let's not get into too many details of that fantastically funny moment. Suffice to say that Hakim is incisive about her role and as charming as any dog can be in a wonderful performance. So Sylvia, a comedy, has something to say about love and marriage. It looks into a dog's life and into a lot of us, too. Playwright Gurney once said that he likes to push against the walls a little bit when he writes a play. Well, he's surely done that here. And Second Story has only aided the pushing with a first-rate take on the life of Sylvia and others.